Hey everyone, this is Achyuta Bhava from Nightlight Astrology, and today we're going to take a look at the upcoming conjunction between Mars and Pluto. I wasn't planning on taking a look at this until next week, but then Russia had to go ahead and invade the Ukraine. It's not funny at all. I'm just like, you do astrology for a long time and you get a sense of what the possibilities are. They still sort of take you by surprise. my mother is here right now helping me with my kids while my wife is on a yoga retreat. And my mom follows the news quite closely. And as most of you know who watch my channel, I sort of deliberately don't really follow the news. But the important stuff, of course, I'll end up catching wind of, and I might survey the news maybe once or twice a week for 5 minutes. It was a very minimal part of my life. And that's changed for me over the past couple of years. And I totally respect people who, pay a lot of attention to the news and, support the different approaches that people take to watching the news. But this one stood out to me as worthy of our, taking a look astrologically in light of the upcoming transit of Mars and Pluto. So I'm not going to say anything political about the situation or try to pretend like I know, what the answer is. But I will say that it's always devastating to see, news of war, wherever it may be, and never like to see that. But of course, the very first thing I thought of, it was interesting, there were two things that I thought of right away. And one of them is that it is quite fitting that this declaration of war would come as Mercury is squaring Uranus. First of all, if you watched my video yesterday, when I spoke about Mercury's square with Uranus, I said, you might have those big proclamations being made, declarations being made, people saying things that are provocative or making big declarations. Well, a declaration of war would be one of them, especially considering that, you could say here that this also falls in line with the idea of taking something that doesn't belong to you, which is also part of Mercury Uranus, that I'm entitled to steal something, intellectual property, land, territory, because I feel that I have a right to, and I'm willing to defy rules or ethics or bend them because I'm justified in doing so. It's a very Mercury Uranus. There's a potential to justify things like that, to twist our to twist the rules to meet the purpose that we feel is radical and revolutionary and so forth. And clearly, something like that, I think you can easily say is at work in what's unfolding right now. So Mercury Uranus, but also let's be real, Pluto, Mars is about to conjoin Pluto. And that's also a huge part of what's going on right now. I do have some hope about all of this. I mean, not a lot. I'm a joyful person, but not always a hopeful one. maybe that's not even the right distinction, but I don't carry a lot of hope that the material energy will change dramatically sometime in the future when, a utopia is realized. It's not personally the view that attracts me. But still, I believe in joy and I believe in leaving the place better than it was when we found it, kind of like that. Remember when I was a kid, we used to go camping and there was this rule in camping that you always left a campsite better than it was when you found it. And, try to not wreck the natural environment. And I guess I could say that I feel that way about my human lifetime. And try to leave the world a little better than I found it, as much as I'm able to within my sphere of influence. All of that is just a big digression here. Let's put up the real time clock. So here we have it. You can see that today, right as this has happened, Mercury is moving into the square with Uranus. At the same time, we're seeing Mars coming into the conjunction with Pluto. Now, on the one hand, this is not great news. Because it probably means that things are going to get worse before they get better. For example, if I push the timeline forward 1 week from now, Mars will just pass over Pluto by next Thursday, March 3rd. If I take it one day at a time, you can see that Mars will pass over Pluto between March 2nd and March 3rd. And then right on the heels of it, Venus will pass over Pluto. And then Mars and Venus will conjoin, with Venus conjoining Mars in Aquarius in an air sign by March 6th. So what could this development mean? Well, first of all, again, I don't think the news is particularly good here when it comes to the potential for, you know, an escalation of conflict and violence and the explosiveness of Mars and Pluto. I've talked about Mars-Pluto many times before on my channel, but one thing that Mars-Pluto tends to bring about is the release of titanic force, potential violent purgatorial discharges, the need to win or dominate, the god of war meets Hades, god of the underworld, the depths and darkness. So it's a quite an explosive combination, and the potential for there to be an escalation of conflict and tension in relationships and negotiations, for there to be moments of breakdown and breakthrough, catharsis. I was, you know, thinking mostly in terms of sexuality, love, relationships, that there is a potential for these things to be, you know, like the arena in which the energies are expressing themselves. But I, you know, I'm, because I tend to the audience that I serve, we're talking mostly about individuals and their lives. I don't spend a lot of time, admittedly, on my channel looking at how these energies may express themselves in terms of nations and the political ups and downs of the moment. But clearly, this is an example, I mean, just a very large example of the potential for an escalation of violence and conflict and warfare over the next week, especially. If there's anything to be potentially, like, you know, I think that there's also some relief in the stars, so to speak. If there's anything to be excited by, or maybe reassured by is a better word, it's the fact that as Venus and Mars pass over Pluto, which could be, you know, that, again, just, you know, quite titanic in terms of the force it releases. The good news is, look at what Venus and Mars are doing. Mars is exalted, by the way, so it's kind of a super macho Mars. And then Venus and Mars, by March 6th, are going to meet in an air sign, while Mercury is in the air sign with Saturn. And you get the feeling, especially with Venus catching Mars and them changing, the two planets changing signs, out of the exaltation of Mars into the airy domicile with Mercury and Saturn, you would think that cooler heads would prevail. You would think the potential for some negotiation, that here are the terms, and here is the ceasefire, and I think that's probably the most reassuring thing in the sky right now when it comes to the potential for escalating conflict, the release of pent up, potentially sort of violent energies in our personal lives, or, you know, in the collective theater. Because Venus and Mars, when they enter Aquarius, seem capable of conflict resolution. It's funny because I was looking, if you guys remember, talking about Venus and Mars and their conjunction recently on my channel. I talked a lot about the potential for conflicts to be sorted out. And what I find, you know, again, at the least very reassuring, especially when I'm just thinking about it personally and not in terms of the big collective, which is sort of like standing and looking up at a huge mountain. you feel little, you know, in comparison to such a big, challenging event and circumstances. But what I feel so good about is the potential for there to be agreement and resolution of conflict, for there to be peace, and for there to be a willingness to work things out. That's the hope, you know, that's the hope. I'm not, like I said, usually a hopeful person. I consider myself a joyful person, but not always. I don't sit around hoping for things a lot. But I am hopeful right now, because I think that air sign gives some objectivity and distance. I think that Venus Mars by March 6th coming together suggests that even if there's a pretty extreme escalation of tension in relationships between people or nations or whatever, that there's a look and feel of agreement and harmony that I think is there as soon as March 6th, right around that time when you see Venus and Mars entering Aquarius. In the meantime, it is sort of shocking, isn't it? I mean, it's so in line with what we talked about yesterday with Mercury's square to Uranus. I mean, last night I just happened to check a few news outlets, because I do that a few times a week, just for usually a very short couple of minutes. And the headline was like, Russia invades Ukraine or something like that. And just thought, whoa, there's the Putin declares, you know, this war, and I just immediately thought, well, this is so Mercury Uranus, that shocking news that would, of course, appear in my feed that's being declared, you know, in the world. You know, imagine if you're in one of those cities that's got troops rolling in or whatever, or missiles coming down. So my prayer today is for peace, and I find myself hoping that this upcoming Venus-Mars conjunction might mean that some arrangement of peace could be reached. But I'm not, you know, it's like we live from the yogic standpoint, we live in the Kali Yuga. It's ages in this world cycle, and we're in a dark one. There'll be a light one again, but you know, what is the definition of the Kali Yuga? An age of hypocrisy and quarrel, where rather than the most spiritual and enlightened people leading society, we have more of the business class and financial consumer interest and greed as the leadership. And that's just a broad, you know, sort of something that you find in these ancient scriptures talking about what defines this age. That's several thousand years ago. Is it that much different today? That's probably why I'm not particularly like hopeful, but joyful. And I still deeply believe in having the best impact I can within my immediate sphere, the sphere of influence that I have. Hopefully to point people to the importance of spiritual health and well-being. It seems to me that so many good things flow forth from that can't otherwise. But again, my opinions are, you know, probably not too important on a day like today, honestly. Oh, it's heavy news. A release of titanic force, the need to win or dominate, a release of pent-up energy that feels frustrated and needs to get out, but when it does so, may do so violently. The god of war meets the god of shadows, shade, the underworld, evil, darkness, the demonic, but also that which is repressed, misunderstood, hidden, secretive. This transit brings up for us the shadows of heroism. It brings up for us that, you know, it's like behind every hero, there's often someone who believes that I'm not worth anything unless I prove myself or take something or win something or demonstrate my ability or something like that. There's a deep level of insecurity behind the need to dominate others. And it may seem oftentimes like we're doing something heroic, but one of the things that I've found most challenging in my life that I've learned from the yoga tradition is that, you know, especially when I feel the need to really stand for something, you know, and assert and win and convince and persuade and, you know, like that. And it gets really like, maybe like evangelical. Maybe there's a time and place for those things. I'm not saying there's a season for everything, right? But the yoga tradition has really taught me to examine what's at stake here. Do you make the wind blow? You know, do I sanction the blades of grass to move? You know, what power is really mine? What do I really understand of power? Was I here when the foundations of the earth came to be? You know what I mean? And you get that, you just kind of step back into that space. And if I catch myself when I'm getting really heroic, and I do quite regularly, if I'm honest, I think we all do. And you know, like I said, there's a season for it. But if I catch myself, a lot of the time I realize I am feeling inferior, or I'm feeling a lack of worth, or the need for attention or respect or something like that. And if I can just calm myself down, sometimes there's still something that needs to be done or said or an action that needs to be taken, but I catch myself and I just turn down the volume on the self-righteous heroism. And it's amazing how much more effectively I get things done. And oftentimes it's just that shift in mood of humble service and love. And turning down the need to be great. Can we be heroic without needing to be great? Something like that. These are Mars Pluto questions in general that I'd planned to talk about next week. I had only like some loose notes. You know what I mean? I was like, well, we're talking about Mars Pluto this morning. So I apologize if this talk is a little rambling today, kind of all over the place. But it was kind of like switching on the fly. I had planned to probably talk more about Mercury and Uranus or do another installation of my Tao Te Ching series. I think we'll probably do that tomorrow. In the meantime, you know, let's just be mindful, knowing that there's a force and a pressure building, you know, and when you feel that force and pressure building, at least for me, one of the temptations I have is to sort of try to meet it, manage it, do something with it, alleviate it, use it, you know, all of which tend to put me in a reactionary space. And Mars Pluto does not do well with reactionary thinking or activity. Mars Pluto tends to detonate and serve up trouble, you know. It tends to serve up trouble when we get into react mode, heroic reactions, solving problems, facing mounting pressures, coming up with a heroic solution. It's like Mars Pluto finds all of it somewhat annoying and it will just sort of leg sweep you if you go into that mode too much. Whereas if you stay curious with Mars Pluto, and you ask the question, how can I be of service? How can I be of use? What is trying to come through right now? And how can I be a steward of that? And just stay in that mindset, whatever language you might use. And I find that there's often something strategic that emerges, like a strategic, careful, ennobled sense of action. And oftentimes we have to grapple a little bit with the shadows of our intentions or the heroic shadows that I mentioned earlier before we get there. So anyway, my prayers and a little bit of hope today in my heart for everything that's happening in the world. And yeah, we will be back tomorrow. I'd love to hear your comments and thoughts on what's happening in the world, and as you're maybe noticing Mercury Uranus or Mars Pluto, use the hashtag grab. Tell me your story. Remember, we use that hashtag because the planets were called grahas in Indian astrology, which means grab, to seize. And it's interesting to see the way that they show up in our lives and often seize us. And I think we can move from moving around like puppets on these strings to interacting more consciously with the unfolding of these archetypal fields in our life. So that's why we share these stories. Use the hashtag grab. Tell me which transit, Mercury, Uranus, Mars, Pluto, whatever it may be. Share a little story. If you want to, you can email. If you don't want to leave your story in the comments section, email us at grabbed@nightlightastrology.com. All right, that's what I've got for today. I hope you guys have a great day, and we will be back again tomorrow.